my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm Shovik Das.
I'm Leslie DeMonte.
And I'm Deepthi Ahuja. You're listening to Mint Etc.,
a podcast where we will talk about important developments in technology and how they will transform our lives, work, and play as we know it.
Hi, welcome to Mint Etc. This is a special episode brought to you by IBM. The transformative potential of generative AI across industries is one that cannot be understated. From enhancing business operations to revolutionizing customer support and productivity, AI is reshaping how industries operate. GenAI is not just a technological advancement, but a catalyst for economic growth, particularly in regions like India, with its vibrant ecosystem and digital infrastructure. I'm Supriya with you from HD Smartcast, and today we will explore the groundbreaking AI solutions shaping the future and their real-world applications. We'll explore into the socio-economic landscape of India, the potential of Gen AI, and the crucial role of open innovation in fostering safe and responsible AI development. We are joined today by Mr. Dinesh Nirmal, who's a Senior Vice President Products, IBM Software. Dinesh has spent more than 25 years at IBM, where he currently is responsible for new products and innovation, the company's software product and technology direction, location strategies, support, and ecosystem development as well. Yes, Mr. Dinesh Nirmal, welcome to Mint Etc. How are you doing?
Thank you, Supriya. So excited to be here. And especially, you know, on the topic that we are about to talk, right? I mean, it is fantastic because this is the right time. We are going to hold a Gen AI conclave in Kochi, India, the first of a kind. So I'm really excited to be here.
Which is something I actually want to hop onto and ask you, but I have a set of questions to kind of explore with you before that. I'm going to start with the fact that you have a very interesting profile and have been a strong advocate of factoring AI into, you know, every part of IBM software and hardware portfolio. So tell us about, you know, some of the innovative software products that you and your team have developed and released recently in the market for clients and businesses, you know, to experience the benefit of AI, Gen AI.
Right. So if you look at Gen AI, right, what is that? What is the biggest benefit Gen AI brings to consumers or, you know, people who use it? I think that one of the biggest benefits is automation. It can enable automation. What does automation drive? Automation drives productivity and optimization. So when you look at from that spectrum, every enterprise is looking to say, how can I really optimize my enterprise? How can I really make my employees more productive? And in the end, automate, you know, the task that needs to get done, whereby which the end user or the consumer are the beneficiaries of it. So for us, if you look at Gen AI, it all starts with data. Right. How do we make sure that we can really provide clean, trusted data to enterprises to fine-tune, prompt engineer, or, you know, to train these models? So we announced WatsonX.data to as a product for customers to bring their own data to fine-tune these models. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Then we said, well, not only that, you just don't need the data, but you also need an inference stack to run these models, right? So we announced WatsonX.ai. And then once you deploy these models, you need to make sure the models are not hallucinating. I mean, that really happens by which models are hallucinating. There's bias in these models. How do we make sure we detect the bias? There's hate, abuse, profanity, which is HAP. How do we make sure the filters for HAP is there? So we announced WatsonX.gov. So that is a set of products, Supriya, that we announced that really enables our customers and enterprises to take advantage of data. Mm-hmm. Deploy those models, and once you deploy it, how do you govern those models? So we call the stack WatsonX. So WatsonX.data, WatsonX.ai, and WatsonX.gov. One more product I'll talk about, which is very exciting, which is WatsonX orchestrate. So what does it do, right? It's all about a digital assistant. So I talked about automation. How can we really enable line of businesses to automate tasks? Watson Orchestrate enables customers to bring assistance regardless of the domain, whether it's finance, whether it's HR, whether it's procurement. How can we really enable assistance to make your life, everyday life, easier as an employee, as an end user? So those are a set of products. We have other products, but if I have to highlight some of the innovations that we have done around Gen AI, I would say those three or four products definitely stand out because it really helps customers with the end results, which is all about automation. How can I really automate and be productive and optimize my enterprise while serving my end user?
That's brilliant. That's amazing. I need to know, like, given the unique socioeconomic landscape of India, you know, the young talent, the startup community, and how do you see Gen AI transforming industries and driving innovation across the country?
I mean, India is in a transformative state, right? I mean, it is amazing to see how the younger generation is using technology in everyday life. Sure. I mean, I see phones being used as a technique to order food, being able to procure, you know, merchandise. I mean, all those things are being done. I mean, my 80-year-old mother in India uses phone. I mean, before when I used to go home, I used to get home-cooked food. Now I go there, she says, food is ready. It will be coming in 15 minutes. So home-cooked food is coming. She knows where to get it, but she uses her phone to really get the food. So
that's a big shift, sir, for sure.
It's a big shift. It's not just the younger generation. That's my point, right?
Absolutely.
And it has impacted everyone. So what I'm trying to say is, like, the technology has carried everyone to a state whereby, which, like I said, automation has really become, made them more productive. I mean, take my own mom's case, right? I mean, before she used to cook, I mean, I still miss a home-cooked food, but I'm mean, sure. For her, food is, you know, a pretty decent meal that she can select from, and she has a few restaurants that she likes. When she uses the app, and in 15, 20 minutes, the food is there. The whole process has been automated. Productivity is in place. She can spend more time with me, optimized. So if you look at from that perspective, technology has carried not just the younger generation, but all spectrums of the population, right? So she can send money to someone, you know, I mean, she doesn't use cash anymore. She orders groceries. She doesn't have to go anywhere. So all those things is completely digitized. So when we talk about digital India, there's such a huge opportunity for generative AI to now come in and help the consumers. If I were to summarize it, two core aspects that will drive India. One is consumers, because consumers are a large part of any economy. Two, skills. Look at the skills and the younger generation that India has, right? No other part of the world have that kind of skills and that kind of younger generation. So those two things, along with the generative AI and the AI, Supriya, I think that's the future of India, and India will definitely be a huge player in the generative AI side of things.
Definitely, there's no doubt in that. We've understood the products, we've understood your perspective towards the Indian market. What are some of the challenges and opportunities that, you know, should be addressed for India, you know, to take the lead in this space?
I mean, obviously, skills is one of the biggest challenges any country, any industry will face, right? And this is a technology that's transforming pretty fast. I mean, what was cool a month ago is not, you know, what is talked about today. So obviously the technology is shifting. I mean, if you look at the last 6 months, it has gone from assistants to agents, autonomous agents. How can generative AI really enable autonomous agent? So I think that technology is shifting so fast. How do you keep up with it? That's one. The second aspect, like I said, is skills. How do we make sure that India keeps producing the cutting edge skills that needs to be, you know, up there when the Absolutely. New technologies come along? Three, the ecosystem. Like, how do we make sure the support from the local governments and the government is in place with the universities, nonprofits? Everybody needs to come along, right? It's not just one segment of the society that needs to you know, benefit from it, but how do we make sure everybody comes along with it? Those are some of the challenges, right? How do we get the skills faster? How do we make sure the enterprises adopt these? And how do we make sure we carry the entire society along with it and make sure that everybody benefits from it, not just one piece of the society?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, with the rapid advancement of Gen AI, what steps should be taken to skill the future workforce and actually upskill the existing Indian workforce? And how is IBM contributing to this crucial aspect?
So awareness is one, right? How do we make sure that we make the population, the developers, the startups, the nonprofits, the universities, everybody aware? And that's one reason we're holding the Gen AI conclave is, I mean, Supriya, the interest has been amazing. We only had seats for 1,000. In the first 48 hours itself, we have 3,000 plus people registered. So, I mean, that is the kind of interest we are seeing. So we had to shut it down. So there's a lot of interest. So create the awareness, but also bring the new generation, the universities along with it. And the government has been very helpful in that. So as IBM, you know, we are looking at to say, how can we help work closely with the universities? So for example, with the, you know, in with the IIT in Gujarat, we are going to work closely with them to say, how can we help them train the next generation of engineers coming out of the universities to talk about generative AI? In Kerala, we are working with the local universities to make sure that our own employees are going and helping, giving tutorials, all those things on generative AI to help the students who are coming out of colleges. In Bangalore, we have tied up with different universities and nonprofits to help use our technology on generative AI to really drive more awareness and skills in the market. So I think in multiple ways, we are working with the nonprofits, with the universities, with the students, you know, to create and governments to create awareness and also build skills going into the future. But the opportunity, Supriya, is amazing. I mean, the opportunity is tremendous. There is no limit to it, and everybody should benefit from it.
That's brilliant. Awareness is important. The exposure is important. And the way you are actually making the community here aware of it is brilliant. Now, I get to jump to the question which I was actually waiting to ask you. There's a lot of excitement, you know, for the upcoming International Gen AI Conclave. And can you actually shed some light about the event, its objective, the importance, and what's the significance of the Gen AI Conclave?
So it's one of a kind, first of a kind in India to create awareness around generative AI, because everybody talks about it, but unless we infuse the awareness of this technology into the masses, we are not going to get the benefit. And that's why I said, how do we bring everybody along into make people aware of what generative AI is, how does it work, what are the benefits? And we have labs in Bangalore, in Ahmedabad, in Kochi, who is working on this technology, and how do we make sure that we bring customers along to talk about how they are using this technology, right? So it's not just about creating it, how are you consuming it? And you could be an end consumer whereby which generative AI is subscribing something to you, or generative AI is summarizing something for you, but you're not aware of it. So we wanted to bring outside in perspective with some of our customers, like Sevilla FC, one of the Spanish football club, is using generative AI for scout advisor. Before, they had to go, every scout had to go and write about each player that they see in different countries, and then come and summarize it and enter it into a database, all those things. Using generative AI, all those things are automated. Now they can find a player much more faster, enable him or her to go play quickly. So I think, like I talked about, the automation, the productivity and the optimization is really happening. But we wanted to bring that outside in view, Supriya. So we are bringing customers to come and talk about it. Then we are going to have, we are working with governments, for example, on generative AI, on how we can, you know, optimize governments and the processes that's associated with it. So we are bringing that aspect to it. And then we are also bringing universities. We are creating hackathons, for example, so university students can participate in it and also make it, you know, like I said, how do we make people aware of generative AI, a transformational technology that is coming along, to make sure that people are aware of it. I mean, look, I was in Boston about a few weeks ago, and going back to my mom's story, she calls me and says, did you guys make any announcements on generative AI? And I said, why? Why do you ask me that? Well, I saw IBM stock price went up 3-4%. I wanted to make sure you guys made some announcement on generative AI. So she's larger population is becoming aware of generative AI, but at the same time, how do we bring the masses along? How do we educate the younger generation? How do we make sure universities have the right set of tools to go do it? All those things are the intent of this conference, one of a kind and first of a kind in Kochi, Kerala. So I look forward to having many of you there and at least, you know, tune in to hear about what our customers are talking about from a generative AI perspective.
That's wonderful. Totally looking forward to the GenAI conclave for sure. I'm sure a lot of people are going to hop on and stay connected to actually be more aware, as you put it. I mean, that's how you get, you know, you kind of gain so much as a community as well. Thank you so much for being with us, Dinesh. This has been a super rich conversation, I have to say. Learned a lot from you today as well. Thank you so much for talking to us on Mint, etc.
Thank you, Supriya. I really loved the conversation. Thank you so much.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.